Trying to have more presence is all.
Oh, that's good. How's that going for you?
Trying to be less invisible by shouting.
Okay.
One of the tricks is that you have to have your words go on a fresh stream of air, which I don't think I was doing, but now I'm like trying to pay attention, putting my words on wind, basically.
You sound a little more stressed, I'll say that.
Because it hurts blowing.
Yeah, you
sound, blowing words out of my mouth.
This does not. Normally, sound
I just
good.
Have it. I'd have words spill out of my mouth, but now I'm trying to learn how to blow words out of my mouth on a steady
just
stream of
let
air.
It spill. Just let it spill.
Also, it said that I have to have a good posture, but that hurts.
Just be yourself, Manolo. That's why we're, you know, I'm not working with you because, you know, you're an announcer. You know, you got to be yourself.
But you're the only one working with me. So, did you solve your Kerplunk? The last episode you talked about.
Oh my gosh, it turned out to be that a rat had chewed through the hose. Hello, everybody.
A rat chewed through the hose?
Yeah, like there was a rat problem. And then I heard scratching, and then I looked up at the light fixture where the scratching was coming from, and I saw a little paw.
That's so scary.
Yeah, so I moved. I'm in a different place now.
How did they find out there was a rat chewing through hoses?
They had somebody come and figure it out.
While you were there?
Yeah, they found the rat's nest.
And you saw a little paw.
I saw a little paw come through the light fixture.
Can you imagine trying to plug in your charger and then a paw pushes your plug out?
Ooh. And then this is a little bit risque, but I came back. So they kicked me out of the place for a while. Well, they exterminated. And then I came back down after a few days. There was a bunch of contractors and exterminators in there redoing the ceiling, redoing everything. And there was a pair of underpants in there. And they were not mine.
In the room or the ceiling?
In the bathroom.
Was it clean?
No. No.
You smelled it.
No!
What was it?
But you know when underwear is positioned in a way that you know it's not clean.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
And it's on the floor.
Yeah. Underpants flat, that's clean underpants. Underpants crumpled, that's dirty underpants.
Yeah. And if it's in a bucket of like Clorox, then you know. Someone can't afford new underwear.
Anyway, that's my exciting story, but now I'm in a different place. I'm reporting to you live from Portland. It's good to see everybody.
My friend Marshall.
Hey, it's your friend Marshall. Hi, Marshall. Oh,
Her
my
birthday's
gosh, look
coming
at everybody.
Up.
Well.
Okay.
Birthday Marshall. We got a lot of people here. This is great. Nice to see everybody. So basically, if you're new to the program, I'm Joe, and I'm the co-host with, what would you call yourself?
Manolo.
Yeah. And so
what were you expecting?
I don't know. Maybe the Prince of Games?
Oh, no. Someone once called me the Prince of Loaf because when I was I went on a trip a few years ago, and we stopped at a diner. And I had to use the restroom afterwards, and everyone was waiting in the car. And they were laughing at me because I wasn't running into the car. I just walked to it, and they're like, ugh, it's the Prince of Loaf. Like your dog.
Like my dog, who is also the Prince of Loaf. So I guess we got the Prince of Loaf here with us. So basically, if you're new to the program, we take games submitted by listeners. You can email us at drgameshow@gmail.com. And then we play games with people on Zoom, you all. And that's I think that's one game wins. One game will play again. I think that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Manolo, you look like such a little artist today.
Oh yeah. I'm wearing a turtleneck because it was on the floor when I got out of bed.
Honesty is really important. Okay, so that's
also let me know if my voice has more presence. I've been watching vocal
just
videos.
Please stop doing it. Just talk normal, please.
Okay. I noticed that I breathe more though.
Breathe more?
This is Like I breathe in more. Like, hey, this is I'm saying words on the pre on I'm saying words. I'm saying words right now.
Yeah. What was that? Was that new technique or old technique?
It's new. Did it sound different? I'm saying words right now. Hey, this is Manolo. I'm saying words right now.
Oh, try again the other way.
Hey, this is Manolo. My words are on a fresh bed of air streaming through my mouth.
Okay, and then try the other way.
Hey, this is my voice with words falling out of my mouth, not on wind. It's just crawling out like it's looking for water. Do you notice a difference?
Yeah, I do. What's I really
better?
Do. You know, it's kind of like when you've had vanilla ice cream your whole life, but then you find out that they got cookie dough.
You know, so you like it?
As an option.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I want cookie dough, sometimes I don't. I think maybe you could switch it off. Okay, every other game.
Okay, I'll switch it off.
Okay. Okay, so just real quick, Manolo, do you want to just tell me what's going on with you? If you've had a lot of beef today or what's going on? Just so I know.
I made weak coffee, and it was weak because I used a mug that I used earlier in the day, and I didn't realize there was water in it already. And I didn't want to waste it because I already mixed my my powders in it and stuff. And so, anyway, how about you?
Well, I started using powders too.
Exactly. What kind of powders?
Powders. I don't want to even tell you this really because I'm afraid you're going to take advantage of it. But the powders are supposed to make me more tolerant.
Is it kava?
No. But it's supposed to make me more a better personality.
What?
Yeah.
Is it legal?
Yeah, big time, big time.
Well, you're in Oregon, so I don't... That could be anything.
Yeah. Okay, so that... If I didn't have my dust today, I'd be like, what? What? But now that I have my dust, I say, okay, Manolo, what you said makes sense, and I'm here with you. So, so basically this... Dust. Did you say dust?
Yeah, you said dust.
Yeah, I said dust.
Is that slang for something?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Let's go now.
Okay. So, so what we're gonna do is we got to do the theme song. Do you have the theme song?
Oh no, I was busy making coffee.
Okay. Well, do you want to try?
Sure.
Does anyone else have it? Anyone? No. Seems like Beth in Lubbock, Texas has a tambourine. There we go. Okay, so Beth, I'm unmuting you. If you could just play the tambourine to
happy to.
Yeah. Thanks, Beth. Okay, so Beth, can we just hear that tambourine? Yeah, sounds perfect. Zoom was made for tambourines. Okay, so let's take it off. Take it off, Manolo.
Wait, can people
I meant take it away.
Again?
I meant take it away. Sorry.
All right, so can we do the lyrics thing again?
What do you mean, lyrics thing?
Where people write the lyrics.
You want people to write the lyrics?
Yeah.
Okay. Could everybody write the lyrics in the chat? Use the chat. Okay, here we go.
Take it off, everybody.
Take it off.
Go. Go. Ring, 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 ring. On the telephone, it's Joe. Ring, 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 ring. It's Joe, Joe Tolerance. On the telephone, take it off. Do you want to play a game? It's Joe. Ring, ring on the telephone. Joe, take it off. Magic spoon, she doesn't know. Voicemail. Do, 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 do. Game show.
Okay, just so you know, Alex, our own producer in the chat, wrote, "My name is Manolo and I smell." That's what Alex, our very own producer, wrote. So that, Beth, an incredible job with the tambourine.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, talk to you soon. Beth just bowed alone in her room. Okay, so glad everybody's here. Manolo, great job with the singing.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
So we're going to play three games. One game's going to be voted, and you can vote in the chat. But this first game is called Arizona, Arizona, submitted by Robin Applegate from Flagstaff.
Arizona?
Yeah. Yeah.
Flagstaff, Arizona. Now what?
So Manolo, I am totally chill, and I love that you asked that. So pretty much every episode, I say the name of the game, and then you do the theme song, and that's exactly what I expect from you, which is totally chill that you asked.
Normally you say, "All right, this is Arizona, Arizona. Take it off, Manolo."
Okay, take it off, Manolo.
All right. Arizona, 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 Arizona.
That was really good, and thanks. I loved it. That's really, really good. Maybe it's the dust talking, but that song is really good. Okay, so here's how this works. Joe, Manolo, and all the listeners are in a Subaru taking a road trip through Arizona, but there are a lot of roadside attractions along the way. Will the listeners be able to convince Joe and Manolo to stop at any of them? Listeners make up a roadside attraction whose name is a pun on Arizona, but they don't say it out loud yet. Two real-life examples. A haunted house called Scarizona, and a drive-through bear zoo called Bearzona. Without giving away the name, the listener describes the attraction to Joe and Manolo. If the listener convinces them to pull over for it, they get a custom magnet. Either way, the other listeners then guess the name of the attraction. The first one to guess right gets a custom magnet, too. The game is over when the Subaru runs out of gas and Joe calls AAA. Okay.
I have something I want to bring up.
What?
So I looked up Bearzona because I wanted to see if it had all the bears. Mm. And guess what's on the front page?
All the bears?
Nope, a cat. Panther. Why? Why is there a panther in Arizona?
I don't know, Manolo. You
shouldn't it be in Panther Zania? Sylvania?
Manolo, I need you to save this stuff for your Showtime special, okay?
All right, I'm just saying.
Everyone, what's your Showtime special called again?
This is my new voice. Okay. Come check out my new voice.
Okay. Yeah, this is your brain on Kratom. Okay, so let's see. So we're going to get some people to call in. It seems like so many people want to do it. It looks like Ed Winslow and Francis in, where are you all calling from?
From Lawrence, Kansas.
Incredible. Okay. And could you just say your name before you talk, just like that's normal?
Yes. Okay. I'm Francis. Cool. Okay. Should we go on and describe it?
Yeah.
Okay. So ours is where everyone comes together and we all eat food from an orchard. Delicious food. And we all eat it together. And everyone gets a snack. And it's a fruit. And everyone gets an amazing experience all together.
Well, I'd pull over for sure. I mean, I love fruit. And I love that snack idea. Manolo, are you going to pull over?
What else is it there? What's at the gift shop?
You know, things related to the fruit, things related to being together. Giving things back and forth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Carlton from Chattanooga, Tennessee is guessing that it's Kiwi Zona. Is that correct?
That is not correct.
Okay, let's see. Beth in Lubbock, Texas, Beth from the Tambourine is guessing Pear and Care, Azona.
That's close, halfway.
It's halfway there. Halfway there. And Kiwi Zona is incorrect.
So Kiwi Zona is not, that is not correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're already getting a custom magnet. Let's see.
Yes.
Does anyone else have a get? Nathaniel in Edinburgh, what's to say, Pear and Share, Azona.
Yes.
Yeah.
Parazona, Sharazona.
Wow. Okay. So according to the rules, the first one to guess right. Okay. So Nathaniel, you're also getting a custom magnet. Okay. And and Francis, you're getting a custom magnet as well.
Yay.
Thanks so much. That's the enthusiasm we like to hear. Thank you. Okay, great. So that was the first one. Okay, let's see. Looks like Carlton from Kiwi Zona would like to go. Okay, Carlton.
You know, it's Kiwi Zona. That wasn't it. Anyways, my attraction is super awesome, and I think Manolo is gonna love it. And he's gonna love it. That's all.
What about
I
me?
It means that he's gonna love. Well, I mean, you're gonna love it too.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's
have faith, Joe.
Yeah, come on, Joe, please.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's an attraction where the focus is on a beloved Star Wars character. It's in a certain city, but it's so beloved.
Well, I never seen Star Wars, so I don't know.
Might be the first episode.
Yeah. First episode. Manolo, you want to go stop there?
The first episode, like Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be like not good?
It's debatable.
Carlton, Nathaniel is guessing Jar Jar Arizona.
I mean, okay. It's really close, but it's actually after a city in Arizona. It's like right outside of it, and it might be something that character says.
Okay, Christy in Alameda is guessing Princess Leia Zona.
I don't think so. But
oh, you don't think so?
I don't.
That
think
was pretty
so.
Good, though.
Okay, let's see. Emily and Eric in Somerville, Massachusetts, are guessing Yoda Zona. Is that correct?
No. No.
Okay. Beth, remember Beth? Beth
from the Tambourine.
Space is a zona.
I really like that one. I wish that was it.
Yeah, that's a pun on
space.
Era.
Space Wars. Space,
oh, era. Yeah. Arrow, yeah.
Yeah, it's really clever. All right. Okay, so let's see. Manolo, would you go there?
Sure, why not?
All right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it is, though.
Yeah. Well, so far, no one has guessed it. Looks like Nathaniel has a guess. Nathaniel, could you read that one out loud, if you could?
Salacious Crumazona.
Is it Salacious Crumazona?
I'm going to take it. I like that one.
Is that correct?
No.
Okay, thanks.
I was just talking about Salacious Crumb last night.
Thank you so much.
It actually is a place in Arizona, and it's something the character says, and it's a terrible pun. I'm not going to lie.
Let's see if anyone else knows it. Does anyone else seem to know it?
I guess there aren't any Star Wars fans in.
Yeah, there's a huge gap.
I might have alienated myself.
Well, the Venn diagram of Dr. Game Show fans versus Star Wars fans, it only overlaps once, and it's you. Let's see.
Probably.
Chelsea has an idea. Okay.
They're more Battlestar Galactica people.
My idea, Cowabunga Zona.
Is it Cowabunga Zona?
I really wish it was, but yes. No.
Well, no. Carlton, way to let him down easy. That's right. Okay, let's see if anybody else has an idea.
Is it Racetrack Azona?
Is it Racetrack Azona?
Because there's a racetrack on it.
Carlton, you just wrote in the chat Mesa.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering.
Someone asked for a hint, and I said the city is Mesa. And
okay. Beth is suggesting Attack of the Clone Azona.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Emily, there it is.
What is it?
It's Mesa Zona.
Mesa Zona?
Yeah.
Mesa Zona.
What is it?
Because he says he's Mesa Jar Jar Binks. And it's Mesa, Mesa. I'm so sorry.
That sounds
well,
like Carl, a frozen.
Thanks so much for playing. Really appreciate your contributions to this episode.
It's what I do.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really.
It's what but I do.
I'm so glad I had the dust today. I'll talk to you later, Carlton. Okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so that was pretty bad. Let's see if we have anyone else. We can't end the game that way. Does anyone else have one? Alex, do you have one? Okay, Alex has never willingly wanted to play before, but there's
always really
a first.
She really wants that magnet.
Okay, that's rude. You know, when you set that kind of example, it really makes the magnets not seem very appealing at all, Alex.
Oh, I've got one. It's a drive-through COVID testing place.
Okay. Okay, well, I mean, I'd stop there, you know?
Yeah, if there's no wait, I'd definitely go. I need a place where it's guaranteed.
Looks like Emily and Eric in Somerville have a guess. Okay, we're unmuting you. What would you like to say to Alex?
Corona Zona?
Nope.
What? No. Okay, wow.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Talk to you later. See ya. Okay, wow. Okay, let's see. Beth has a guess. Beth, always with the good guesses. Do you want to just try your guess?
I'm just really enthusiastic. Mouth Swab Zona?
Is it Mouth Swab Zona?
Nope.
I don't see why not, though.
Okay. So sorry, Beth. So sorry. Well, okay. Let's see. Okay. Great. Carlton, you had a guess. Our favorite guy. Okay. Let's see. Carlton?
Is it Bethazona?
Is it Bethazona?
Oh, dang.
Okay. Well, so sorry. Okay. Manolo, do you have a guess?
Nosazona.
No. You know, you can pun different parts of the word.
Oh, nose.
Is it Aaron nose?
No.
Okay, Nathaniel is guessing that this might be Kiwi Zona. Is this Kiwi Zona?
Oh, so close.
Okay. Now Carlton's guessing. Area Noza Covazona.
Nope.
Cold. Uh-huh. Marshall in New York is guessing Swab Staff.
Oh, that I like that one.
Uh-huh. No. Okay, let's see. Cam in Vancouver, do you want to guess? You want to suggest your guess?
Ararona.
That's it.
It's Ararona.
Yeah.
After all that, wow, Cam, you're getting a custom magnet.
Sweet. That's awesome.
Wait, I don't know. What is it
really
in reference
love your enthusiasm.
To?
Yeah, no, see ya. Okay, so...
What is Arirona a reference to?
Corona. Coronavirus.
Oh, I was thinking era, like what air, like the air that the virus in the air, because it travels through aerosol. Arizona.
It travels through aerosol? You're spewing lies.
No, that's true. Haven't you read the articles?
Aerosol?
It travels through aerosol and like smoke. It behaves like smoke. Aerosol. See, they're nodding.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, traveling through aerosol.
Look it up. Joe Rogan said so.
Man, we should just start calling ourselves Dr. Joe Rogan. We are a big fans. This is pretty much just a fan podcast. Okay, wow. Ed Winslow and Francis are telling me to crack a book. Thank you. And actually, because I had the desk today, thank you for that suggestion. Okay? Love that suggestion. I think that's so cool.
I have a new voice and you have a new Joe.
Yeah. Personality, pretty much new personality. Pretty nice. Much. Uh-huh. Okay. So that was Arizona.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
No one guessed crack a book, Joe Arizona.
I gotta get some more dust.
Yeah, you need more dust. I'm sorry. More dust.
Gotta double the dosage. Okay, here we go. This is called Celebrity Realtor. It's submitted by Robert Farrell from Tipperary, Ireland.
Does anyone have an instrument?
Does anyone have an instrument?
Or anyone?
It looks like Carlos in Yukon, what's okay?
Oklahoma. Yukon.
Where are you in? Where's Yukon, Carlos?
Yukon, Oklahoma.
Yukon, Oklahoma. Okay, Carlos is in Yukon, Oklahoma, and has what's that? Oh, an electric guitar?
Acoustic.
An acoustic guitar. Close, I always get acoustic stuff. Yeah.
Do you sing too? Close.
I do, but I'm not.
I feel like you have a good voice. You have a sweet voice. Okay.
No, it sucks.
All right.
Carlos.
I'll send you the voice lessons.
You sound.
Thank you.
You sound an awful lot like one of my friends.
Thank you.
Sound like a little bit like Manolo, maybe.
Oh,
is that why I said
you? You said that last time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No? Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Wow. Okay, so you're gonna do a little Ready? The name of the game is Celebrity Realtor.
All right. Take it away. Which celebrity do I want to be inside of? Is
whoa, whoa,
it?
Whoa, 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 whoa,
I mean,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
I'm going to move.
No, start it again. Okay.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, start it again. I got it.
I forgot what.
Okay.
Sorry, Carlos.
All right. All right.
Count us off.
A one and a two and a one, two, three.
Just imagine that celebrities were houses. Which one do you want to redecorate? Chris Hemsworth's skull should have an Art Deco vibe. Art Deco vibe. Straight lines. Parallel.
Did you say Chris Hemsworth's skull?
Yeah.
Manolo.
Because I meant like if you wanted, like if they were houses. Like if the celebrities were houses.
Carlos, did you stand behind what Manolo did?
I support artists all around. the arts. I support the arts all around.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Carlos. It's really nice to hear from you. Okay, so Manolo, again, we do not have the money to edit. So when you say things like, which celebrity do you want to be inside of, it makes it very difficult to proceed.
I meant like if they were house-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they were buildings,
I can
like
only
celebrity
eat
buildings.
So much dust. Do you understand?
I'm sorry.
I can only eat so much. Okay.
Like Benedict Cumberbatch would be a skyscraper, I think. Or like something with a turret, like tower thing.
I can't get into turrets right now. Okay, so here's how the game works. Contestants perform as down and out celebrities trying to make it in their new field, real estate agents. Players choose a celebrity to impersonate and what kind of property they're selling. Examples: an igloo, a famous murder mansion, a stable. Or they can ask Joe to prompt them with a celebrity or property. At least two references to a movie song from the chosen artist catalog must be included in the pitch. If Manolo would buy the property or is starstruck, the player wins a custom magnet. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we have so many people that want to play. It's wild. Everybody's raising their hand. Dang. Okay, there we go. So Nathaniel and Edinburgh wants to play.
Sorry, how are you pronouncing the city you were from?
What is it, Edinburgh?
Close enough.
What would you say?
Edinburgh. Yeah. There's a big comedy festival. You should come here. It's great.
But it's like a breath, like Edinburgh.
Basically, yeah, I'm not Scottish. I've just lived here for a while, so you'd have to ask a Scottish person.
Just say it slow.
Edinburgh.
Bruh.
Okay.
Have you ever performed there, Joe?
Not me. No.
It's great. It's like a whole month of comedy, and, you know, you get sort of improvisers from London performing in tiny attics and pubs for a whole month. To crowds of three people, you'd love it.
You think that comedy is so good you'd want a month of it?
Imagine DCM, UCB's DCM for a whole month.
Yes.
Highlight of the year.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I love comedy. Okay, so Nathaniel, you're obviously calling, you know, and I hope we have the same references for celebrities. That's what I can only hope.
I'm just going to reread the rules.
Oh, okay.
I got distracted talking about comedy festivals.
Yeah, me too. So we'll just hold while you quietly read.
Okay, no, I've got it.
I'm there. Okay.
So I just need to get in the zone.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to this office tower in Los Angeles. Nakatomi Plaza. You would die hard for this property. And I have to reference two things. So, yes, at this price, it's a steal from the rich, and you can give it to the poor because you're like Robin Hood, the Prince of Thieves, or something like that.
Well. Nathaniel, that was incredible. I had no idea that was the zone you were going to.
If you believe it, I've actually never performed in the festival either. I mean,
I can't believe it. Okay, well, Manolo, what do you think? Are you starstruck? Would you buy the property?
Whoa, Alan Rickman. I'd love to buy a building.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, you get a custom magnet, Nathaniel.
Yes.
Second custom magnet.
Dreams do come true.
Nice. Okay, well, see you later. Okay.
Bye.
Oh, no, bye. Okay, so there we go. So that's the first one. That's setting the bar pretty high. Okay, seems like everybody wants to go next, especially people that haven't gone yet. Wow, so many people. Okay, let's see. Oh, great. We're going to talk to Christy in Alameda, California. Okay. Christy, you're on the line.
I am on the line. Okay. I don't do impressions, so this is going to be a little embarrassing. We'll but see. Here we go. My, what a beautiful baby you have. I have this lovely hotel that you will just adore. It's in this adorable town. And I can't believe you've come all this way to see the lovely, lovely hotel. I can tell you the people here are just adorable. Do I need to go on?
Yeah.
Oh, the people who work at the hotel are the best. A little surly sometimes, but absolutely, you couldn't ask for better service, especially if you don't like people to smile.
Manolo?
I don't know who it is. Everyone seems to know who it is.
But Manolo, do you think that you would you would live there?
Yeah, I love the hotel life. But I hate traveling. But I'll do it.
Wow. Christy, you sold Manolo. And who are you?
Moira from Schitt's Creek.
Moira from Schitt's Creek. Incredible. Do you recognize it now, Manolo?
Is it What's Her Face?
Yeah, it's What's Her Face. Now Catherine, you recognize O'Hara? It? Yeah.
Yeah, it's her. She speaks with an accent?
A very weird made-up accent, yes.
Oh, awesome. I should probably watch that show.
It's hilarious.
Wow, Christy. Because
the last show that I got into with weird made-up accents was Perfect Strangers, starring Belky something.
Okay, so that's okay. The kind of conversation ender, I'll tell you that. So thank you so much, Christy. Appreciate your contributions. You're getting a custom magnet, okay? Yeah. Okay, there we go. So, Manolo, really going to ask you to engage the listeners. You know what I mean?
I tried. You
can't just say that you watched an entirely different TV show from the one they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm, like, asking questions. Like, hey, is it What's Her Face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just, really good engagement. Okay, here we go. Chelsea from Denver wants to play. Okay, Chelsea, let's hear from you.
Okay, here we go. Hi, everybody. I'm not a real estate agent, but not yet a woman. And I hope to sell you this beautiful building where you have to walk outside your house to poop. You might have to cross roads to get there. And it's a little bit toxic inside.
People know who it is.
Thank you so much.
I don't know who it was. I don't know who it is.
You don't know who it is?
No. Is it another show I have to watch?
No. No.
What do I have to watch now?
You don't. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody B.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Oops. I know who it is.
Oops, could you do it again? Oops, could you do it again?
Are you asking Chelsea to do it again?
Yeah, if you're outside, you might have to hit the door one more time.
Hit the door one more time. Hit the door.
Oh, because you know the door is stuck. The door?
Yeah, hit the door one more time.
Baby, hit the door, baby.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe the location is at a crossroads.
One of my favorite movies.
Yes. Wowie
Zowie, Britney Spears. I'd love to buy that.
Wow, good job. Okay, wow. Chelsea, you're getting a custom magnet. Really good work. Incredible. Okay, so that's that was pretty good. Everybody did a really good job, and especially the people that did it.
Good work, everyone.
That's the desk talking, you know what I mean? Okay, so let's see. Oh, my gosh. It looks like, I don't want to assume things, but somebody just got bit on the Zoom.
What?
Okay? I just want to just check in with the people that just got bit.
Someone got bit?
Yeah, someone just got bit on the Zoom.
What happened?
Do you want to just say what happened?
I was just... Winslow. I was just pretending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't a real bite. This is Ed.
Ed just got bit by Winslow. But
I was the one who got bit, but it wasn't a real bite.
It wasn't.
Winslow.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for checking in. Really appreciate those fake bites. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Wow, that was a close one. You know, if you see something, say something on the Zoom of Dr. Dave's show. But it turns out it was a fake bite. Okay, so
I was going to call the vampire hunters.
Yeah, me too. I was going to call Arizona, see if they needed anybody. Okay, so let's see. This is going to be the last game. This is called Speak Moji to Me. It's the winner from the
previous episode. Oh, wait, don't we have a sponsor?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get paid.
Dr. Game Show is supported in part by, well, it's kind of a fun story.
Yeah.
No, that's really the name of the game.
Endorse with your heart, Joe. Do it. Yeah.
It's kind of a fun story is getting to know you storytelling card game for acquaintances or a revealing party game for friends you thought you already knew everything about.
All right. You say it, Joe. You said it real nice.
Mixing in strategy with story prompts and group answers, the 320-card customizable deck lets you keep things PG at your co-working happy hour or dig into those juicy details at your next game night with your best buds.
You said it, Joe.
Pre-sales are live on Kickstarter right now, so if you want to be one of the first people to have this game in their home, head on over to www.itskindofafunstory.com and follow the Kickstarter link to order your copy today, or order two and take care of your holiday shopping early.
Good work.
Thanks.
Brap, brap.
What?
It's what you say in ska, right? It was a callback.
Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle.
Green Chef makes staying healthier and on track easier than ever with satisfying home-cooked meals, including options for paleo, keto, and plant-powered diets.
I said keto. Keto?
Sorry. Yeah, keto. I said keto.
You did not.
Mm-hmm. Like keto, I said keto, Kaylin. Best friends with OJs.
Okay, recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and photos to guide you along.
You can switch up your meal plan whenever you're ready to try a new way to eat.
Just say it like you would say a sentence. Okay, that's all I'm asking. Okay?
I'm trying to use my new voice.
You're using verbs like they're nouns. Okay, all right. Let's try. Okay. Well, I got a vegetarian one. I got a plant-powered. And that was pretty delicious. I had one with black rice, which is very delicious. And they use flavors and sauces that I wouldn't normally put on. And it's very flavorful and good. I'm not very good with sauces.
That's the secret. I think it's the sauces and the things, the flavors that you add to it. I think that's what separates it from your regular home cooked meals. Also, did you know that the meals cook faster when two people are preparing it, like it was a date? Because the first time I had it, well, remember the toaster oven got on fire?
No, I don't remember the toaster oven got on fire.
The toaster oven got on fire, and I didn't have a fire extinguisher. That took a lot of the cooking time.
Go to greenchef.com/gameshow90 and use gameshow90 code to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/gameshow90. Use the code gameshow90 to get $90 off.
You said it, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Somebody just said, rest in peace to this sponsorship. God, we should really not let people listen to these ads.
I know. The toaster oven was my fault. It had nothing to do with Green Chef. I thought I could use a toaster oven instead of a regular adult's cooking machine.
Three people are looking at you really concerned. At least three people at this point. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Congratulations. You've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely, so. You cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave!
I can remember as a child thinking it was odd that here was this can full of meat.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week on my show Bullseye, David Letterman on shame, regret, and canned hams.
Is this the best delivery version of pork?
That's this week on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
All right, so that's a word from our sponsor. And now we're going to play Speak Moji to Me, which is the winner from the previous episode. It's submitted by Jacob Carter. Take it away, Manolo.
Wait, can I get someone? Can I get Carlos back?
Or yeah, Carlos. Could you
Carlos and Beth.
Come back. Carlos.
Yeah. okay. What kind of style?
Probably. Okay. Yeah. What, Joe?
No, you go.
What?
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 What style?
What kind of style?
What kind of style?
Yeah.
Oh, stop. Hip-hop. Okay, got it.
Uh-oh. Does that squishy face mean? Speak Moji to me. Speak Moji to me. What does that squishy face mean? Speak Moji to me. Speak Moji to me. Oh.
Rat, rat.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carlos. Thank you so much. Okay, really good job.
Good work.
So that was really good. Anna from London just suggested it. That one's called Scarizona. Okay, so thank you so much.
Scarizona.
Yeah, Scarizona. Mm-hmm. So this is the description that Jacob writes. Using only names or descriptions of emojis, players must say a famous quote from history, a movie, or your favorite game show podcast. While describing the emoji, you can't say the word you were trying to convey. Example, X emoji, thinking emoji, American flag emoji, right pointing finger emoji, person emoji, thinking emoji, person emoji, right finger emoji, American flag emoji. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Obviously.
So if someone can guess your quote, you win. Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck. So let's see. So many people want to play. Oh, looks like, okay, great. We haven't heard a lot from Cam. We're going to talk to Cam. Cam in Vancouver. You got one?
Yeah. There's a finger pointing at myself, I guess. That's an emoji.
Yeah.
The one with the tapping your head emoji, you know, that one?
Mm-hmm.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a martial arts guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Yeah.
Okay, does anyone know what that is? Okay. If you need to use your phone That's okay. Does anyone know what it is? Can you say it one more time?
Pointing at myself, emoji. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tapping your head. Mm-hmm. Martial arts guy.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to guess that it's I think chop. Is it I think chop?
Pretty close.
Uh-huh. I think pretty it's close.
What do you think it is, Manolo?
I don't know karate.
I don't know karate?
Closer, but the opposite.
Oh, okay, let's see. Ed and Winslow have a guess. Okay, Ed and Winslow, what do you think it is?
No, he just had one he wanted to do for the game.
Okay, you're coming up next. You're coming up next. Okay, here we go. Christy is guessing that it's I think kicking. That great quote from that movie, I think that's from Home Alone, maybe. Does anyone else have a guess? So many people have guesses. Mm-hmm. Manolo, do you have any other guesses?
me? Oh, no.
Emily got it, I think.
Emily got it? It's I Know Kung Fu?
Yeah.
Wow!
Classic movie?
Dang, Cam, you're getting a custom magnet.
From what movie?
Matrix.
The Matrix.
I Know Kung Fu.
From The Matrix.
Yeah, remember that part? Where they download Kung Fu?
Mm.
Oh, I Know Kung Fu.
Yeah. And that's on you for not knowing it, Manolo, actually.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah come on. Okay, thanks so much, Cam. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, let's see. So Ed and Winslow have one. They're real excited about it. Ed Winslow, go for it.
Shrug emoji, point emoji, eyes emoji, and mouth emoji.
Okay, one more time.
Shrug emoji, point emoji, eyes emoji, mm-hmm. and mouth emoji.
Okay. Okay. Who knows it? Who knows it? Who thinks they know it? So many people have ideas. Everyone's thinking of it. Everyone knows it. Christy is suggesting, I see what you're saying.
No, that's not it.
Chelsea is suggesting, what do you want to eat? Is that incredible quote?
that's an iconic quote.
Yeah, that's an iconic quote. Yeah, I think they're quoting my mother.
If you want a clue, it was an iconic quote that was also said by our favorite game show podcast just a few minutes ago.
The first emoji was shrug.
Shrug. Okay. Okay, shrug emoji, then what?
Point emoji.
Point emoji.
Eyes emoji.
Eyes emoji.
Mouth emoji.
Mouth emoji. Nathaniel is guessing, huh, you I kiss, from when we just said that. Is that correct?
I did say that, yeah, but that wasn't what we were thinking about.
Beth is suggesting, I don't see your mouth. Is that it?
No.
Hmm.
Joe eats dust.
Is it Joe eats dust?
No.
Well, does anyone else have a guess? Manolo, do you have a guess?
I don't know. I mouth.
Is it I don't know I mouth?
No.
I don't know I mouth. Okay, well, that was the closest guess. What was it?
If you see something, if you see something, say something.
Wow. That's going to go on all the New York City subway signs for sure. Those emojis. I appreciate what you just did there. That's very powerful stuff. Thank you, Ed Winslow. You know what? I'm just going to throw you a custom magnet because I want that. Thank you. I want that for you.
We love custom magnets. Yay! Yeah.
Thank you. Wow, Ed, that was really powerful enthusiasm, and a lot of people could learn from that.
Our fridge is just covered in them. I'm looking at it right now.
Wow, that's what I like to hear. Yeah, really
we
good.
We love custom magnets. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of magnets on that fridge. Okay, thank you for the reveal. Wow, a lot of stuff on that fridge. Okay, that's what I like to say. The magnets are the food of the outside fridge.
Iconic quote.
Okay, Marshall in New York would like to go. Okay, Marshall, go for it.
Okay. the salsa girl, the person pointing to themselves, and the spa day person.
Everybody knows that one?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows that one? Let's see. Okay, so it's just again, when it would repeat it?
Salsa girl.
Mm-hmm.
Person pointing to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And spa day person.
Mm. Yeah. I was thinking it's dance for me in a robe. Is that it?
That's not it, but that's a good quote.
Okay. Cam from Vancouver, remember him? He's suggesting dance you relax.
I love that quote, but that's not it.
Okay. Ed Winslow and Francis are suggesting I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, well, that's good, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
Okay, let's see. Emily and Eric in Somerville are suggesting live, laugh, love, which seems like a stretch to me.
It's a great quote, but not the one I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Christy is suggesting dance like no one's watching because they are in the shower. Christy, what the heck is going on with you? Okay.
Also a hit quote, not the one I was thinking of.
Ed Winslow and Francis are guessing salsa you hair. Is that it?
Not the one I was thinking of.
Okay. Not that one. Salsa you hair.
Yes, Chelsea has it.
Dance yourself clean?
Yeah.
Wow. What's that from? What's that a quote from?
Is it a song?
I don't know. Is it a song?
They were in my most used emojis, and I was like, there it is.
Wow. Thank you so much, Marshall. Really appreciate that.
So that's not a famous saying or anything?
Yeah, it is. Everyone nod.
Well, I think we just got punked pretty bad. So thank you so much, Marshall. And someone got it. And it wasn't salsa you hair. It was dance yourself clean.
Salsa you hair is also really popular as well.
Thank you so much, Marshall. A lot of insight there. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Okay, so that was Speakmoji to me. And now it's time that we really have to vote. Okay, so it's either going to be Speakmoji to me, Celebrity Realtor, or Arizona, Arizona. Okay, so those were the three games we played, and it's time to vote. Carlton is already suggesting Dustazona. So Carlton, we know where you stand. Okay, Chelsea is suggesting Kiwizona. Again, I gave you three options. I gave you three freaking options. Dr. Tolerant powders. Let's just talk to Anna in the UK. We haven't really talked with her yet. Okay, so Anna, if you could just, what are you voting for?
I think a really good option would be Dr. Kiwizona. I think that's a strong...
Oh, really? You think so?
A lot of agreement on that.
Oh, what's that game exactly?
Everyone knows. I don't think I need to explain it.
Oh, you don't need to explain Dr. Kiwizona. No.
Self-explanatory.
Well, thanks a lot, Anna. Really appreciate your feedback. Thanks so much. Loved engaging you. Talk to you later. Okay, great. So that's Arizona, Elton John. Thanks a lot, Cam. That's great. Christy's just going for Werewolf Azona. Okay, again, Christy really is in a different place. Okay. Okay, Marshall is voting for Celebrity Realtor, the first one we've actually played. Thank you so much, Marshall. Okay.
That was the second one.
What's that?
It was the second one we played.
Yeah.
You said first.
No, I'd say that's the first vote for a game we've played.
Oh, word. Gotcha.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, we haven't heard from Addie and Brendan. Let's check in with them. Okay, so Addie and Brendan, what are you voting for?
I personally liked Dr. Tolerant Powders, but...
Oh, you liked that?
I don't want to be the descendant.
I think you need to re-up on your tolerant powder.
Yeah, I just need a little more dust, but yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
But I would say the Arizona one for me.
Are you thinking of...
Arizona? Yeah.
Nice, Addie.
I'm under obligation to agree.
Okay, well, that's something we can't really get into at this point. But seems like there's a dark dynamic going on, but thanks so much for talking with us. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, Chelsea is suggesting Arizona, Kiwizona. It seems like Alex has just left and left his daughter jumping on the bed. So this is, okay. Let's see. We're going to check in with Kurt. We haven't heard from Kurt in Bozeman, Montana. Kurt, if we could just check in with you real quick.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
How about Celebrity Realtor?
Hey, thanks, Kurt. The second game we played.
That was straightforward, really smooth. Really loved that interaction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, see you later. Okay, that's the kind of yeah. Okay, Beth is suggesting Dr. Better Personality, which I'm going to take personally. Thanks, Beth. Remember when we started off with just friendly tambourines? Thanks. Okay. Oh, now Addie and Brendan are suggesting Dr. Dark Dynamics, which seems even more loaded coming from them. Okay, so Alex, could you come back? Okay, looks like Dr. Dark Dynamics is really getting a lot of votes. Okay, I'm just going to check in with Nathaniel, who seems to be voting for it. Nathaniel, what is Dr. Dark Dynamics?
I just assumed it was an American thing. We don't play that over in the UK. So I liked the sound of it. So
Twister.
No, we have Twister in the UK.
Oh, you have Twister. Oh, okay.
yeah. I think it's probably invented in the UK. Actually, it's a British. Twister. British classic, every family Christmas, yeah.
Twista?
Yeah. I just don't think you can play that over Zoom, though.
Oh, you can't play Twista over Zoom?
No, but Dr. Dark Dynamics, I think you probably could.
Oh, you could because you know how to play?
Look, as Anna said earlier, I don't think I need to explain the rules. Like, we Brits, we don't want to, like, impose our rules on you Americans, you know. Kind of just want to let you guys do your own thing. So, I'm with Anna.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, you're really helpful.
No problem.
No problem. Okay, just going to check in with Carlos real quick. Carlos?
Yes.
What are you thinking?
So many good games to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
You're from Edmond? Oh, you grew up in Edmond?
What's happening?
Oklahoma.
You're talking to people on the chat, but what are you doing? Carlos, come back to us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm gonna go with the Werewolf Elton John. No.
Carlos. What?
I don't know.
Carlos, come on.
I'm cracking under pressure here.
Yeah. You're certainly cracking a book under pressure. All right, so. Listen, Carlos, really appreciate talking with you.
No, thank you.
Okay, great. So looks like Chelsea has some rules. Chelsea?
Oh, I wanted to jump in on Dr. Dark Dynamics.
Uh-huh.
Oof. Okay, so
yeah.
Joe, you have to, or the caller has to say how they would not become friends with you, all the mean stuff they'd do to you.
Oh my God, friend. Thanks a lot, Chelsea. Really appreciate that. That was really cool.
And then what?
No, Chelsea just muted herself, so I really can't ask any more questions. Thank you. Just going to check in with Carlos real quick. Carlos, did you think that was a good game, or what did you think?
Well, I appreciate everyone's creativity.
Mm. He supports the arts.
I support the arts.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Carlos. That's all you wanted to say this time?
Keep pushing for the arts, young kids.
Thanks a lot, Carlos. Really appreciate that. Thanks. Keep pushing for the arts. Okay, well, this is great. Alex, can you tell who won? I can't really tell who won at this point. Alex, please. Alex.
Emmy, please.
Alex, please.
What's Emmy dancing to?
I don't know. It seems like they're doing something else. I don't even know why he's on the Zoom at this point. Okay, Dr. Support the Arts seems like a new. Okay, Dr. Dark Dynamic is the winner. That's sad. Okay, so I guess that's the winner. Thanks a lot, Addie and Brendan. Turns out you were saboteurs all along.
Dr. Support the Arts
about yourselves.
Came after polling closed.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's too bad. It's really the Ralph Nader of the whole situation. Okay, so that's the winner. Congrats. I just wanted to check in with Addie and Brendan. Does this feel right to you, what just happened?
I would like to say my vote was for Where Is Zona, There Is Zona. So I don't feel too much pressure for that.
Oh.
I'm not going to argue with democracy.
Something is going on. I don't really want to. I can't get into that right now. Okay, so that's the winning game. Congratulations to I guess.
So it's just people Chelsea. Being mean to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Chelsea. Loved that. Uh huh. Now I'm getting messages to support the arts. I support the arts. I love that festival that Nathaniel was talking about. Comedy 24 hours a day for a month. Sounds awesome. Okay, so listen, looks like congratulations. Oh, great. Nathaniel's remembered the British rules of Dr. Dark Dynamics. Nathaniel, what do you want to say?
Well, firstly, I want to say that I don't think a game where we're just mean to Joe is, you know, that's not a nice game. Maybe the way we always used to play it at our family Christmases was we'd have to say reasons not to be friends with ourselves, like just some kind of, you
oh my
know.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's a dark
thing. And then everyone else in the family would just say, no, you know, here's why you're a great person. And it was just, there was always a sort of weird dynamic in the room, to be honest.
It's going to turn into a 20-minute crisis.
This is really, thanks, Nathaniel. Really appreciate that different spin on it. That is awesome. Okay, great. So people are going to, yeah, no, goodbye. Okay, so people are going to say what's bad about themselves, and then every other stranger in the room has to say why they're wrong. Well, this is going to be excellent. Hope we play the British version.
I'm going to have to take some of that dust.
I know. I'm going to do it. I have actually rules from Missouri.
Rules from Missouri?
Is your phone ringing?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know how to. Okay, it's done.
The rules from Missouri are you call in and you talk about a dark dynamic you have with an object, and then you have to guess the object. I put it like this. I put in my frozen food, and it comes out hot.
What?
That's a dark dynamic with a microwave.
Why is it dark?
I don't know how it gets hot. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's like the dark ages. So you don't know how things work and you have to guess?
Or you talk about a toxic relationship you have with
with a soda stream.
Yeah, with a soda stream. And then you have to say what. Okay, well, we'll figure it out. It seems like either way it's going to be pretty unpleasant, but thanks a lot for your help and input. Okay, so thank you for joining us at Dr. Game Show. Let's see. Beth, if you could just get out your tambourine and play us out while I do the special thanks, if that's all right.
Yeah, happy to.
Okay, here we go. Manolo?
Oh, am I supposed to sing?
Yes, always.
Okay. Ring, ring on the telephone.
Special thanks to our producer, my Alex Adan, our mixer, Andy Christian, our intern, Baby Emmy and Baby Rocky.
It bullies me.
Recorded remotely via Zoom. The darkest dynamic was actually love.
The darkest dynamic was actually love. The darkest dynamic is actually love.
Thank you so Hooray. Much, Beth. That was really excellent. Thank you so much. The darkest dynamic was actually love. Well, we've done it. We've really done it. Nice. Okay, thank Hooray. You all for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. It was really fun, guys.
So fun. Thank you all. Have a great weekend remainder and talk to you soon.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, so we got a Manolo minute, right?
Sure. I don't mean to be rude, but can I use the restroom real quick?
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Marshall said I could go. May I be excused?
Yeah.
Everyone's giving a thumbs up, so you guys have to just
play a quick game.
Do a Manolo minute or whatever. Well, it's gonna take. A second, like a minute.
Oh my god.
No, it's not. I'll be like 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh. I All can't right. believe this.
Okay. I'll time it. Guys, go. You can time me.
Just go.
All right. Bye.
I can't believe this. This is so horrible and humiliating. I can't believe he left in the middle to explicitly go to the bathroom. He didn't mute. Everybody is saying he didn't mute. Okay. Nathaniel's suggesting this is the dark dynamic. Yeah. Okay. So, wow, you're really getting a behind the scenes look at a Zoom recording.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. Ready, Manolo?
Sure.
Okay.
No.
Every episode,
What now?
Oh, sorry. Every episode, we have a section called the Manolo Minute, where Manolo kind of digs into where he's been going mentally during the whole episode. So this is a minute on the clock devoted to Manolo's brain. It starts now.
Well, clearly, I was figuring out why I had to use the restroom, and I realized that it was because from that extra water that I put in my coffee by accident. That it was just from that water from my coffee.
No, by including this in the Manolo Minute makes us include the minute that you were gone in edit.
Oh, so wait, you're going to cut it out?
We could have just pretended that you didn't go to use the bathroom, but now that you said it in the Manolo Minute, then we have to include it.
Oh, no. So wait, are you going to put it after? Or are you just going to keep it where it is?
Just keep talking. You have 20 seconds left.
This morning, I realized that I was walking wrong because my hip was hurting. And I realized that it stopped hurting when I swung my arms when I walked. So I always have to remember that I have to like swing my arms when I walk because I spent most of my life not swinging my arms. And like one time, my sister pointed out that only one of my arms was swinging when I walked a long time ago, and I didn't realize it. And then a few years later, I found like I read like the symptoms of a stroke, and it was if only one of your arms are swinging when you walk. And so I was like, was I having a stroke for most of my life? Or like my teens and 20s. I don't know. But my hip feels better now. And that's the takeaway, that you should just, whenever you walk, swing your arms. Unless you're like holding something like a like a apple pie, but you could still swivel. Just pretend that your arms, just pretend that your arms are swinging. That might help too. But you realize that your walking is 20% easier.
Okay, and that's the Manolo Minute. Thank you so much. We are having requests since Carlos is on the Zoom for a Carlos Minute. So, Carlos, would you mind?
I'll introduce you. I don't mind. Okay.
Okay, here we go. So every episode, Carlos goes somewhere very different than what we're talking about, and that's why we have a minute devoted to Carlos's mind. The minute starts now.
So everyone was talking about how they could hear Manolo P, but I couldn't.
What?
So what? I was like, I turned on my volume, but I still couldn't hear him pee.
I was three rooms away.
It's his Manolo Minute, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
How dare you, sir?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
And then, like, I was listening really closely, and I still couldn't hear him pee. And I was like, huh. But and
y'all are gross. Just so you know, most of that session was me singing "Happy Birthday" while I washed my hands.
Manolo, let Carlos talk.
Okay. Sorry.
This is a dark dynamic.
And then, but also, I was thinking about. It's like, why doesn't Joe support the arts? You know, it's very important in our time right now.
That's what you get, right, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Carl.
Because, I mean, apparently everyone else on here is supporting the arts, but Joe, she's apparently against it. Mm. I don't know why. Mm. I would like to hear why, but anyways, I digress. Did people really hear Manolo P?
Okay, thank you so much, Carlos. That's the final word. Thank you so much.
Pee.
Okay, well, the
you
final words were, did people really hear Manolo?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.